walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel that small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, and classism, statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be the real things, the things that matter. Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I've got to say. It's in your court.
In just a moment, we are going to bring you information on the leaked Bilderberg documents. I'm going to try to focus here, get all the papers together. We've been doing it from the road. It's very disjointed. I'm going to try to organize it, present it to you in a straightforward fashion from the 1966 meetings. These documents haven't leaked before. They obviously don't want them out. They're a skeleton key to foreign policy and how the United States has been infiltrated, how they've been steering world government for more than 60 years now through the Bilderberg Conference. Stay tuned. PrisonPlanet.tv, and you could see some of the documents. Now they were leaked from Senator Fred Harris. He was on the National Security Subcommittee in the Senate. He ended up being a two-term senator. In his second year, he was taken to Bilderberg, groomed, influenced by Rockefeller and other operatives, taught how special NATO needs to be, taught how they need to use economic devices, taught how nationalism is poison, basically, how it's, quote, dangerous, how nationalism is the worst thing possible, and how world government is the future. That's the kind of stuff we're going to be breaking down from inside the Bilderberg meeting. Special documents, ladies and gentlemen. This is Breaking. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay tuned. Tune in to this overdrive. Share it with everyone you know. We all have to do our homework so we can defeat Bilderberg and the related steering groups from out of the UK-based Cecil Rhodes Roundtable.
Shh.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been given the microphone for a special overdrive presentation. As you know, I've been returning with Alex Jones from the Bilderberg meeting 2012 at Chantilly, Virginia. There we were leaked much of what has been never before released documents from inside the Bilderberg group meetings. This goes back to the 1966 conference. It took place in Wiesbaden, Germany, right outside of Frankfurt. Today, it is still the base of the U.S. consulate in Germany. It is also the base of occupied Germany back in the Soviet era. Now, these documents come out of the private library. They're marked not for distribution. They're marked confidential. They are marked protected by copyright law, but they're leaked anyway. We're going to break them to you. They come out of Senator Fred Harris's collection. He is a Democrat out of Oklahoma, still alive, I believe, in his early 90s. He ended up being a two-term senator. But here he was in 1966, 2 years after being brought in, just on the heels of JFK's assassination in 1964. He was groomed very early on to be a Bilderberg member. He, of course, was on the Senate Subcommittee on National Security and other branches. He was engaged in a study on the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and was on a subcommittee in the Senate which related to that. Now, that's why he was brought there, because that was the major topic of the 1966 meeting. Now let's start here. We've got personal and strictly confidential, not for publication either in whole or in part, from the collection of the Honorable Fred Harris, Bilderberg Meetings, Wiesbaden Conference, March 25th, 1966. Yes, they used to have these meetings in March rather than late May, June, when they now currently have them. And so right here we have a signed copy of the invitation to Senator Fred Harris out of Oklahoma, signed by the Prince of the Netherlands. He, of course, is the founder of Bilderberg. He was inspired to create the group by this man right here, Dr. Joseph Redinger. He was a Jesuit. He was a advocate of the secret steering groups. Now, Bilderberg itself, you have to understand, came out of the Cecil Rhodes roundtable model. Cecil Rhodes was one of these great robber barons. He basically conquered much of Africa. He created a false flag through the newspapers he owned in what used to be four territories in South Africa. He created the Boer War. He stirred it up himself personally using his top very influential friends. They created conflict that led to Boer Wars number one and number two and the state we now know as South Africa. He was hailed as a hero by the Queen, given all kinds of awards and designations, but more importantly, he worked with Victor Rothschild and other members, of the Rothschild family to set up these secret steering groups, the Cecil Rhodes roundtables. This became in the United States, the Council on Foreign Relations. This became in the UK, the Royal Institute on International Affairs. The other Western countries had their counterparts as well. Now today we see Russia having a Russian Institute on International Affairs. China now has a branch, and they steer so much a policy by meeting partially in public, partially in secret, with the most influential people in the world to dictate policy. Yes, Bilderberg does dictate policy. These documents support that claim. So does all of our research and history. Anyway, I'll read from the letter. It is short. It comes out of The Hague, the address for Prince of the Netherlands, that is Prince Bernhard. Today, his daughter, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, continues his legacy at Bilderberg. He sent it out in December 1965. I have the honor to invite you to the next Bilderberg meeting, which will be held at the Hotel Nasserhof at Wiesbaden, Germany, 25, 26, 27, March 1966. Then on page 2, he lists the agenda. It's quite short, but extremely important. Should NATO be reorganized, and if how? And point number 2, the future of world economic relations, especially between industrial and developing countries. We'll get to that in just a moment, but first I'll show you a few exhibits. Among these are the letters inviting Senator Harris, explaining the travel arrangements, and more. They come from the head of the U.S. branch of Bilderberg. It was Joseph E. Johnson in the 60s. Notice the letterhead, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a very important body. All these robber barons of the early 20th century were hated by the public for monopolizing industry and for lording it over the people. Their Pinkerton forces, in the case of the Rockefellers, killed people for going on strike, etc. But they learn how to use the growing PR mechanisms that Edward Bernays, Ivy Lee, and other experts set up to fool people and to think they were helping you, because they named their organizations things like Peace, International Peace, Carnegie Endowment. And so a very important arm of Bilderberg today, Jessica T. Matthews heads the Carnegie Endowment, so that trend continues. Anyway, he's inviting the American members to the meeting, telling them what to expect, and really telling them also who they can trust and talk to within the Senate. You will see in different letters here. And that's part of the larger trend of how our Congress was infiltrated, how they took over the country from within. It's not the outside enemy, it's the inside nefarious scheming. Particularly all these foundations, which were later investigated in the 50s, they tried to have those documents destroyed. People like Iserby did not let that happen. Thankfully, we have many of those documents now. Anyway, those are on file. Notice they come from Carnegie, First National, Citibank, all basically robber baron entities. I believe First National was connected to Rockefeller, if not, certainly someone important. I will set those aside. And we have hundreds of documents. You'll have to forgive me for trying to organize these on the air because there's so many. But, of course, we have here a lot of the handwritten notes from Senator Fred Harris inside the 1966 Bilderberg Conference. He's got headers here for each of the countries as they spoke and the different speakers. He's got names, of course, for the American delegates in the case of many of the European delegates that he probably didn't know personally. He has either their country or how they were secretary or what have you for different entities. And handwriting is not always the easiest to read, but it's very important. You see recurrent themes about NATO, which again, Fred Harris was studying, the military integration, how it's necessary. That's from a UK delegate, the organizational aspects, and on about how nationalism is what's bad, how nationalism is contagious, how nationalism is part of this pre-1914 mentality. Right here, we have John J. McCloy. He happens to be a very important figure. He was a member of Skull and Bones, and he had a number of very high up posts. He was inside, of course, our governments. He was considered one of the wise men under JFK and Johnson and other presidents. He had positions including Assistant Secretary of War during World War II, but he was simultaneously a lawyer for IG Farben. He was responsible for policy for things like, should we bomb the trains that go to Auschwitz, which we now know were concentration camps? Well, ultimately, that didn't happen, and you have to ask yourself why. Was it because he was connected on the inside to IG Farben, where, I might add, Prince Bernhard, the founder of Bilderberg, was the head of IG Farben on the board? Well, it really speaks for itself, because all these Skull and Bones members were caught funding the Nazi mechanism, not because they believed Hitler would conquer Europe, but because they wanted to integrate Europe by creating a boogeyman. At least that's what I believe after having studied it. When they got caught, they didn't really get caught, because they had a mechanism in the Netherlands, where Prince Bernhard is from, in which they could quickly transfer assets from the Nazi mechanism back to the Anglosphere, the Atlantic sphere, based in the UK and the United States, and they indeed did that. Now, John J. McCloy was head of the World Bank. He was chairman of Chase Manhattan Bank, which is the Rockefeller organ. He was chairman of the Ford Foundation, chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, and a member of the Warren Commission, so you could see some of his tentacles there. Anyway, in these handwritten notes from Senator Fred Harris, you see things about how de Gaulle and his nationalism could spread, how it's troubling, how nationalism stimulates nationalism, how this pre-1914 mentality is dangerous. He says, when you stress independence, flexibility, and nationalism, you're really going back to the pre-1914 mishmash. That, again, is a quote from Senator Fred Harris's handwritten notes while listening to the speeches at Bilderberg, in this case from John J. McCloy, in other cases from the other senators, from the other delegates, from the other people from this world government system they've been pursuing now for more than a century, how de Gaulle... And it's just repeated talk about de Gaulle, how the surging nationalism in France could spread to Germany, Western Germany, of course, at the time, and on, and how we urgently need NATO to be built up. That was the key, again, as I pointed out, on the agenda in the 1966 meeting. Here's some of the handwritten notes from the Austrian delegate, and they're all on the list right over here, I might add. 1 second while I find that list. At any rate, it goes on. Now, one of the most important delegates at this meeting was the United Auto Workers president. His name was Reuter. And his notes are coming up. And the point is, all the most important people inside U.S. foreign policy, which had become very hegemonic after World War II, were part of either secret societies or connected to these world government pursuing foundations that connect to the robber barons. And that is really how we were taken over from within. I think the last two presidents in this country were clearly Eisenhower and JFK. They both had their own baggage. They were not perfect people by any means. But I think by the end, they had both begun to figure out that we were not really working for America, but a foreign offshore interests, as Alex often terms it. Now, right here, we have Walter P. Reuther. He is the head of United Auto Workers. And again, here are Senator Fred Harris's notes from within that meeting. He says, quote, NATO is in trouble because common fears are reduced. And he says nationalism is dangerous. Nationalism is dangerous. Is underlined. Nationalism is the problem. We must pursue peace, world government, building community, regionalism, some of the others say in these notes. And it goes on and on. Of course, it's going to take some time to break down the handwritten notes. We're going to break, but we're going to be back still in overdrive with a special presentation of the leaked Bilderberg documents. They are from 1966. They come directly out of the meeting. Again, they include handwritten notes, memorandums, invitations, travel plans, and on the other side of this break, we're going to get into the policy papers that they presented at Bilderberg, who those speakers were, what they represent, and how it ties in to the policy that was open.
The longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean?
mean biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
We are back
live
at InfoWars.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Aaron Dykes. I've been traveling with Alex to the Bilderberg 2012 Summit. It's not just dogs and cats living together. It's socialist and so-called capitalists working behind the scenes to steer the world agenda. We're deep inside the leaked Bilderberg documents out of the 1966 conference from the Bilderberg meetings in Wiesbaden, Germany, and they are bombshell. We have, of course, the list. It's not only the founder, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who later had to step down because of his bribery scandals. It's people from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. It's David Rockefeller of the Chase Manhattan Bank and the World Empire. It's half a dozen or more of his emissaries and appointees at Standard Oil, at the other entities they control. It's important Europeans like Giovanni Agnelli of the Fiat Company, who helped build the European Union through the steel and coal community that they built and intended to grow. It's people like Marcus Wallenberg out of Sweden. Now today, his son Jacob Wallenberg still attends and still steers their agenda. On the U.S. side, we have a lot of important people, particularly out of the NATO sphere. Most of them are skull and bones or connected directly to it. Among them are the writers of that year's policy paper, Robert R. Bowie, Should NATO Be Reorganized, and If So How, March 1966. And in this policy paper, Robert R. Bowie, who is a member of the CFR, who's a member of the Trilateral Commission, who attended these Bilderberg meetings, and is a John J. McCloy acolyte, who we talked about on the other segment, wrote about how NATO should be built up, how the Atlantic Alliance should be fostered. Atlantic Alliance, of course, between the United States and the European sphere. Now, that should not only be a military counter threat to the Soviets, but that even if there weren't a Soviet threat, they should still use it to integrate Europe as they began under the Marshall Plan, the Schuman Plan, and much more. That's a 20-page policy paper, and it's just bombshell. Meanwhile, at the same meeting, they met on the development of finance in the international and developed world and discussed how it would continue to be steered. They use these agreements to bind the developing countries so they can suck out the resources for corporate gain and control the populations quite literally through food supply, through conditionalities that dictate the way the countries will develop. They do not have independence. They think national sovereignty is pure poison and that only world government is the future. Here's the other policy paper from the 1966 meeting, The Future of World Economic Relations, Especially Between Industrial and Developing Countries, by J. Ten Bergen. That is a professor who undoubtedly works directly for Prince Bernhard in 1966 out of Rotterdam, summarizing how entities including USAID, the Agency for International Development, the World Bank, the United Nations, and many others will control and dictate exports from the industrialized world and will figure out how to balance the growing world population by using food as a weapon. That later came out some 6, 7, 8 years later under Henry Kissinger and National State Memorandum number 200, where he literally said food as a weapon. Just disgusting stuff. And we've got other key members. The top delegates on the U.S. side were, of course, Joseph E. Johnson of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's in these documents inviting people like Senator Fred Harris, whose library these documents were leaked out of. There's also George W. Ball. He was Undersecretary of State under JFK, continued to be a key advisor under Johnson after JFK's death. And he is connected to and advising them. You can see in this document how, quote, in the past, it's been our custom to have Undersecretary of State George W. Ball advising the American delegation. It goes on, Ball is one of the architects of the Vietnam War. He told JFK in 5 years, we'll have 300,000 troops in Vietnam. JFK told him he was crazy and it would never happen, basically over my dead body. And I think you can connect the dots from there. There's other important stuff, but you see here how the NATO document written by the Skull and Bones related acolytes, should NATO be reorganized, was echoed in the Atlantic Community Quarterly, the NATO Journal, how it was echoed in Senate hearings, the Atlantic Alliance Treaty and Related, and how their fellow wise men buddies like Dean Acheson gave hearings and testimonies based directly on what was written about, discussed, and decided inside the Bilderberg meetings. That's all we're going to bring you for today. We'll give you even more detail from these bombshell leaking documents coming up. We'll go back now to Alex's live coverage from the road. Bilderberg 2012, our return trip.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with SellWealthForLife.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Delayed, so I can't sing along as horribly as I normally do. And radio! What have I told you? They were lying. What have I told you? Yeah. I like me some Clutch. I'm gonna start my own metal band. That's it. Yeah! Dave Mustang's already talked to me about that. He said he wants to make us some music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah! Some good music, man, I tell you. All right, I'm sorry. I'm kind of celebrating. I want to thank God here on air that we've had such a devastating victory against the Goliath. That is the answer to tyranny, is courage. Now, occasionally, as from the network, just whatever we did just now, since he told me back, I can't say it. So whatever's happening.
I think we're having, we switched to Skype, and then I think that started to feed back into Jones's ear. So this is experimental, and we're doing this, you know, live, and you don't really know how it's going to go out live until you're actually doing it, and you see all the different chains and stuff. We're linked up to that main office up in Minnesota. We're here. Jones and company are on a bus coming down. So it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but we're making it happen, and I think
well,
we have Jones
right
back.
Right here, I've got full...
we have you, Alex.
Did my little rant to Clutch not... Did my little rant to Clutch not go out?
No, your rant to Clutch did go out. And they are a great band.
All right, good. That's very important. Yeah, that's very important. Very stylish beards as well. All right, now, maybe Al-Qaeda. Now, listen, let's get back to what I was saying here, okay? Let's just get back here to this. We're about to give you the big 1966 data dump with Aaron Dykes back there, who's gone over these hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents directly from a secret government archive, the private papers of a senator. We'll go over the names of it, all of it, from the Bilderberg meeting, 1966, Prince Bernhard, all of it. We've got photo shots of that. Watson's got an article coming out soon. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian, coming up, confirming Mitt Romney was there. This is big. But I want to stop for a moment and talk about Bob Chapman. Bob did die Monday, and I started getting calls at the office. The guys looked and said, no, there was a soccer player named Bob Chapman that died. I went off what they told me. Later, Duke called me and said, no, we found the obituary from yesterday in Florida, and I'm going to have Rob Duke read that obituary here in a moment. I knew 3 months ago he was sick. That's why you stopped hearing him on the Friday show. I said, well, if you're sick, let's just cut back. And then he was on every once in a while, and he was really too sick to do that. Then he said, yeah, I'm coming back to the U.S., but that's private. Then last week, his family announced he was here with pancreatic cancer. I was at Bilderberg, didn't know that was authorized to talk about, so I still didn't. And then I hoped he wasn't dead yesterday, and we were incorrect. He died on Monday, and the obituary came out yesterday. So everybody that was calling us, you are correct. That's a side issue. The point is he's dead. And it's very, very sad, and I wish he wasn't dead, obviously. We have a video live feed archive, Bob Chapman, Defender of Life, at Infowars.com, and I'd appreciate everybody to get that video where I eulogize Bob out to everybody, and I do plan to, while we're trying to get all this Bilderberg news collated, we shot in high def, when we get back tonight and things ready for the nightly news, Thursday night, Friday night, maybe even tonight. And while we try to get all these documents ready, we're going to try to go back over 15 years, almost 15 years, start interviewing Bob in about 97, 98 of Bob together so we can remember Bob properly sometime next week. But that is up there, and he did die. He was down in Mexico, Germany. He was all over the world. Last place he was at was Mexico, and I knew that, but nobody really else did. But Bob is now gone. We love you, Bob. His funny voice, one of my mom's favorite guests. You know, she liked Bob Chapman, and she likes Gerald Celente. And she doesn't like some other people, but I'll just leave it at that. But if my mom likes you, we know you're good. And he's dead. Like, we're all going to end up being. So defend life, defend the species, defend the future. That's what matters. Everybody comes and goes.
But what matters is what we do today, and that we're honorable and that we have courage. And Bob had buckets of that. And I love you, Bob. So happy trails, compadre. Happy trails, my friend. Happy trails, buddy. Again, that's really all I can say. You were a really funny, smart, nice guy who for 45 years, I looked it up, fought the New World Order toe-to-toe. They planted hand grenades on him, death-threatened him, set him up over and over again. And he finally left the U.S., what, a decade ago. And he came back to die with his family in Florida. So, again, vaya con Dios, my friend.
And Alex, he died a free man. He didn't die in a prison. He died on his feet.
I'm going to now have Rob Dew give us some comments about Bob Chapman and read from the official statement.
This is from the Ott Laughlin Funeral Home, where you can go and actually sign his guest book, which I'll tell you guys what I wrote in a second. But in memory of Robert Chapman, October 16th, 1935 to June 4th, 2012. Robert Bob Chapman, age 76, of Winter Haven, Florida, formerly of Mexico, died Monday, June 4th, 2012, due to pancreatic cancer. He was born October 16th, 1935, in Boston, Massachusetts, the son of John Chapman and Ruth Donnelly Chapman. Bob was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a writer of a newsletter discussing finances and economics, and a regular radio commentator discussing politics, as well as economics and finances. It was the International Forecaster, for those of you who don't know. It was a great newsletter, and a lot of people subscribe to it. Most of his working life, he served as a stockbroker. Bob is survived by his wife of 47 years, Judith Judy Dabrowski Chapman, son Robert Michael Chapman, daughter Jennifer Galati, and her husband Matt, sisters Dorothy Trecker and Joan Lotz, and four grandchildren. Committal services are Wednesday, June 6, 2012, at 1 p.m. at Glen Abbey Memorial Gardens, so they're about to go on, looks like, about 20 minutes. Auburndale, Florida. Condolences may be sent to the family at Off Laughlin Funeral Home. And there's a lot of guest book signings. This is what I wrote. Our condolences to Bob's family. We have lost a great hero and true champion of freedom. He will be missed. We love you, Bob, Alex Jones, and the InfoWars team. And I'm going to submit that now. And you can go read other guest book signings from other people. Lots of people have been signing this. Bob, you'll be sorely missed. I tune in faithfully to RBN, GCN to catch Bob whenever he was a guest. I feel a personal sense of loss having never met him personally, but that's how much he touched my life. Our condolences to the Chapman family, and thank you for sharing with us these years. We will miss your unparalleled wisdom and knowledge, and delivered with a wonderful, calm voice. And that's one thing I think that we are going to really miss about Bob Chapman is the way he was able to bring us very serious news, news about our future. And he did it, you know, with love and compassion and a calmness that I don't know a lot of people could deliver. You know, a lot of people, it's hard. It's hard to take this information being calm because it's pretty scary out there. But Bob was able to deliver it time and time again, you know, with that calm demeanor and just that steadfastness that he'd been in this fight before and he knew what he was up against and he didn't care what the consequences were. And Bob died a free man. And, that's what we should all strive to be, is die as free men. We do not want to die on our knees. And if you don't want to die on your knees, you better listen to what Bob Chapman said and go back and listen to these archives and listen to what he's talking about, because the man knew what he was talking about. Alex, that's about all I have to say about Bob Chapman, except that we'll be bringing more to you about Bob. And we'll go back to you now if we are still connected.
Absolutely. Roger, Roger, Houston, the Eagle is cruising down 35. You got us there.
We got you. Sounding loud and clear.
Okay, fantastic. Just so I don't have to do that, guys, you're doing a great job, all experimental. If you're getting me, just, and dude's still talking, you guys just pop in and let me say, you know, Purple Possum, we have you, or Eagle, or whatever cool name you want to give me. Purple Possum's a lot cooler than Eagle, but the point is that
I like Purple Possum.
Well, Roger, that general's pretty good. How about you call me, just say, we got you live, Woodpecker. How's that sound? I'm Woodpecker in the New World Order. That's a better truck driving name, Woodpecker. Wouldn't you agree, Richard? Is that a super? Purple Possum. All right. Supreme Possum. That's our new name. All right. Yeah, Bob, a fantastic guy. And it's funny, we had the 60th Jubilee of the wicked globalist Transylvanian Queen, literally. 60th of Bilderberg. and Bob dies the day after Bilderberg ends as they're being devastated. And I know Bob's looking down from Valhalla very, 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 very happy today. All right, we got Skelton coming up in a few minutes. We got to get started now with the data dump with Aaron Dykes right now with the Bilderberg documents, 1966. Aaron, recap it. Why these are so important, that they say national sovereignty is bad, let NATO, UN take over, use the threat of war as the pretext, as they use World War I, World War II, who the senator was, the meeting, the wise men. Aaron Dykes, you have the floor until we go to break. Aaron Dykes, Bilderberg, leaks, big breaking news, exclusive to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Aaron Dykes.
What we have, Alex, is a gigantic data dump from 1966, the Wiesbaden Bilderberg Conference in Germany, right outside of Frankfurt. It is a skeleton key to foreign policy, how we've been infiltrated and taken over within the United States by people who abhor the United States, who want to destroy it from within. Now, you got to understand history. Going back, the robber baron... Revolution. The public hated them, but they learned how to use public relations to set up foundations that not only accelerated their power, but also gave them a good public.
Okay, as is with experimental radio, sometimes we do have dump outs, and as we're going with the data dump from Bilderberg, we had another dump out. So we'll get back to Aaron as soon as we can. We've got another 2 hours and 15 minutes of the show left. And if not, you know we're going to bring this information to you in high quality. We're just trying to get it out now as they're riding back in from Bilderberg. Over a week and a half been gone, actually. It's been a quiet office. But we've been working here hard, very hard. We've been getting the nightly news out to you guys as best we can, trying to find the stories that we think are going to matter to you guys out there the most. And it's been a lot of fun. Of course, we lost Bob Chapman. Another hero and champion was Tom Cryer. And I had something here from him. He also died on the same day as Bob Chapman, which is really odd when you have two champions of freedom fall on the same day. He was he had been targeted by the IRS. He beat them in court, and then he went on to find truthattack.org and was a fighter. We had he was interviewed by Alex many times. I think we found an interview from 2009 yesterday, and we're also going to give a tribute to Tommy Cryer. In our world, obviously, a lot of people knew Bob Chapman a lot more because he was here pretty much every Friday, as long as I've been here. Friday was Bob Chapman Day. And in fact, our calendar, if you look on any of our calendars that had people listed, Bob Chapman was there every Friday for the last hour of the show, sometimes even 2 hours. And it was really a pleasure to listen to him go on about his battles, all the stories he had. If you tuned in, you know, he coached Martin Sheen's kids in soccer. I mean, you know, where do you learn that? But on this show, it was crazy. He saw some interesting video of Ronald Reagan. That was a very interesting show, if you want to go look up the archives on that one. But anyway, let's move on. I've got some more news here. This is out of Washington's blog. Fukushima, Pacific Ocean will not dilute dumped radioactive water. The operator of the stricken Fukushima nuclear power plant has been dumping something like 1,000 tons per day of radioactive water in the Pacific Ocean. Remember that reactors are riddled with meltdown holes. Building 4, with more radiation than all the nuclear bombs ever dropped or tested, is missing entire walls, and Building 3 is a pile of rubble. The whole complex is leaking like a sieve, and the rivers of water being pumped into the reactors every day are just pouring into the ocean. So you can go read the full article there on Washington's blog, and they have a shot. There's a shot of the radiation plume that is now, wow, look, there's Hawaii right there. So it's, and that's crazy because Hawaii is a beautiful paradise, beautiful weather. I've never been there myself, but I've talked to several people who have lived there, and they said it is unlike any place on Earth. And hopefully they won't be too messed up from this, but it looks like it's coming their way. We went over the Google article. There's Bob Chapman. Here's an interesting one. Okay. Oh, yeah. There's the graphic. Oh, there it's floating out. Wow. That's basically hitting Mexico, and then it's flowing back up. It's just kind of rotating there in the ocean. Man. Wow. Look at that. I tell you, technology is very amazing at the things that we can look at from a different viewpoint and see these things over a long range. You know, this is not short range. So it looks like it brushed up against California. Now it's just going to kind of sit out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean between the U.S. and Hawaii. Man, that is tremendous. San Francisco to get pre-crime surveillance cameras. This is from Paul Joseph Watson, and you can find this on Infowars.com. System alerts authorities to suspicious behavior. And we know they put stuff out. What is suspicious behavior? That's wearing a hoodie. That is talking on a cell phone. That's taking photos. That's holding a notebook. That's paying with cash. Any of those things would be considered suspicious behavior under their mantra. So, you know, do you breathe air? Do you drink water? Hundreds of pre-crime surveillance cameras are to be installed in San Francisco's subway system that will analyze suspicious behavior and alert guards to potential criminal or terrorist activity before any crime has been committed. So let's say you go up to, you're looking this way, you're looking that way. Where's my train coming? Is it coming this way? Is it coming? Wow, that's suspicious behavior. That could be suspicious behavior, looking both ways. What if you did it fast? You're a terrorist. All of a sudden, you're a terrorist. We're going to be back with more. We've got Alex and Aaron and the crew bolting down the highway back to the command center as InfoWars.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
One, two, three, four. road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
All right, this is the Bilderberg Buster, Big Daddy Alex, riding down the road here. Third hour after Skelton and our TSA guests leave us with the Mitt Romney news at Bilderberg, at Infowars.com and the London Guardian as well, with CA dot whatever. You can find it, it's easy, just type in Charlie Skelton. He's coming up in about 5 minutes, and then we'll get into these incredible documents in more detail. Coming up in the third hour today, coming to you experimentally. It's working pretty darn well. Having a few hiccups here as we roll down the road. Rob Dew riding shotgun up there when we have technical problems. I'm going to hand the microphone back to Aaron Dykes. We're on our emergency backup right now. Aaron, again, this is a big deal. Explain to people who the senator is, what the show, the handwritten notes, Watson's article coming out here soon.
Right, we got a huge data leak from the 1966 Wiesbaden, Germany, Bilderberg Conference. It's from the private library of Senator Fred Harris. He's an Oklahoman senator. He was in office about 2 years when he got invited personally by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. We have a signature on the document inviting him out to Germany, and he was getting a re-education in how great
Germany is. And it's all marked restricted.
It's all marked restricted, but we got it because of a leak through a union worker who wanted to expose that the union was meeting there, along with David Rockefeller, all the top Europeans, and the rest of it. And it's clear they hate nationalism. It's literally in the handwriting of Senator Fred Harris's notes, page after page of diplomat after diplomat bashing sovereignty. One of the biggest of those is John J. McCloy. He's a Skull and Bones member, a top wise man, a acolyte under Avril Harriman and his buddy Prescott Bush, who literally founded Nazis, funded Nazis and founded them with Prince Bernhard. Both John J. McCloy and Prince Bernhard were on the I.G. Farben board. John J. McCloy, of course, was a lawyer to I.G. Farben. That's the big industrial backbone of the Nazi mechanism, which was really just to get the European Union underway, bind them all together. And they talk repeatedly about how awful nationalism is, how people like de Gaulle of France were reviving nationalism, how it might spread to Germany. And repeatedly talks about how we can't go back to a pre-1914 mentality. That means before World War I, when they began formal world government mechanisms. Now, in 1966, I've been able to examine the documents now. They were looking to strengthen NATO. That's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Today, that is the military that launches the wars in Libya, about to watch a war in Syria. But back then, they were trying to make it a viable opposition to the Soviet threat, but also to help integrate Europe more and more. This, apparently, is the better microphone. Now,
I don't know. There's two mics. I'm shoving them both in your face.
That's now, the better mic.
Again, we have notes here about how awful nationalism is, about how going back to a pre-1914 mentality is very dangerous. And again, they're meeting in Wiesbaden, Germany, 1966. We have the leaks from Bilderberg, signatures from Prince Bernhard, the founder, and the rest of them. And it explains how they were trying to reorganize NATO to make it a stronger military body, but also to use it as a mechanism to integrate Europe. Furthermore, they were meeting on the future of world economic development, both in the industrial and so-called developing world. That's one of the big reasons why the union head, the biggest head of the United Auto Workers, Walter P. Reuther, was there, meeting with the United Nations Conference and Trade and Development Organization, the International Ford Foundation, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, GATT, you name it. All the important players were there. The capitalists meet with the so-called union socialists, all to bring about world government. They wanted to make it big time. This is a snapshot in time.
We're talking about the synthesis here. Good. I'm taking us out here. Are we Roger over, ladies and gentlemen?
You are on.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Charlie Skelton, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.